We take you to St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo for the Sunday morning worship service. For worship times, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org.
Good evening. Please take the time to sign our friendship registers. They are at the end of the pews in the little black folders. Today we're going to be celebrating Trinity Sunday, where we recognize that God introduces himself to us and describes him in exactly this way. He has certain characteristics, and what's really interesting is how he uses those characteristics on our behalf. And we rejoice in what his majesty and the mystery really is all about. We'll take a look at it today as we worship. Our first hymn is Alleluia, Let Praises Ring. It is hymn 481, Alleluia, Let Praises Ring.
We invite you to the Sunday morning worship service from St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Baraboo, Wisconsin. St. John's is a member of the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod and proclaims the Word of God to a confused and uneasy world. Let us now prepare our hearts and minds and ask the Lord's blessing on our worship today. Pastor Tim Kuski will bring us the message from God's Word, speaking on the scripture reading from John chapter 16, verses 12 through 15, the Trinity for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins, and purify us from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sins to the Lord. Holy God, gracious Father, I am sinful by nature and have sinned against you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have not loved you with my whole heart. I have not loved others as I should. I deserve your punishment, both now and forever. But Jesus, my Savior, paid for my sins with his innocent suffering and death. Trusting in him, I pray, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Our gracious Father in heaven has been merciful to us. He has sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, who gave himself as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God and Father, dwelling in majesty and mystery, filling and renewing all creation by your eternal Spirit and manifesting your saving grace through our Lord Jesus Christ. In mercy, cleanse our hearts and lips that, free from doubt and fear, we may ever worship you, one true, immortal God, with your Son and the Holy Spirit, living and reigning now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Our first lesson is from Numbers chapter 6, and this is a threefold blessing on God's people, of course hinting at the Trinity. And this has been the way it has been for a long time. I always say to people, don't leave worship without hearing the blessing. We read from Numbers chapter 6. The Lord told Moses to speak to Aaron and to his sons, and to tell them to bless the Israelites with these words. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with his favor and give you peace. In this way they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them. The word of the Lord. We continue with our psalm, Psalm 8, I will praise your name forever. We read from Romans chapter 5. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we also have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice confidently on the basis of our hope for the glory of God. Not only this, but we also rejoice confidently in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces patient endurance, and patient endurance produces tested character, and tested character produces hope. And hope will not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise, and we will speak the gospel acclamation. We read together. Alleluia. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. Alleluia. Our gospel lesson is from John chapter 16, again pointing to the majesty and mystery of our God. The Son receives what he has from the Father, and he passes it on, and the Spirit receives what he has from the Son. We receive all we have from that Spirit. We read from John 16. I still have many things to tell you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own. But whatever he hears, he will speak. He will also declare to you what is to come. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything the Father has is mine. This is why I said that he takes from what is mine and will declare it to you. The gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ. We sing hymn 482, Triune God Will Be Our Stay. Please be seated. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Your people who listen to the voice of the Trinity. It's an interesting thing about English is that we have lots of words for the same thing. French contributed beef. And the English gave us cattle. So, you know, there's these different words for these more or less the same things, right? Well, I want you to think about a bunch of different words. Let's just say ice cream. How many different words that you know expresses ice cream? If you think of gelato from the Italians, that's a little bit different from ice cream, but it's ice cream. And custard, right? Those of you who grew up in Wisconsin, how many other words besides can you think of for ice cream? Well, as we go through this text one more time, I want to point out to you that we have a bunch of words that are about telling, about speaking, about declaring to us the wonders of our God. And those are three of the words that were used, tell. How about the word truth? It needs to be spoken. Speak, declare, give. all these are done in this section by words. And I think that's important to see when we take a look at this. We get to know our Holy Trinity by words. And we are blessed by Him because of words. Let me just read a couple of verses from our text. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will glorify Me because He will take from what is Mine and declare it to you. That is why I said that He takes from what is Mine and will declare it to you. A lot of words in there about speaking. And it explains to us in some degree, in the way that God put this together, that great mystery called the Trinity. And it's important to realize that that is a mystery for us. All three persons are mentioned here, and it is one God, but three persons. And we know that that doesn't work out in math. And yet they are united in what they do, intertwined in their purposes, and effective and productive in their goal. And their goal is to bless humankind in the most blessed way, that is, to bring salvation to mankind, to save us. He wants to have that intimate communion with His creation that He started with in the beginning, with Adam and Eve, meeting them in the garden. How wonderful that would have been if we all could do that same. Well, we will when eternity comes for us. And that unity is very important, but so is the tri part of it as well. They're both perfectly united. The triune God is perfectly united and perfectly individual. Each of them has their own characteristics and the thing that they enjoy doing. And we saw that in our hymns, and we saw that in Luther's hymn. You know, God the Father is the creator and the judge. Jesus Himself is our Redeemer who paid for our sins, and He gave all good things to us. And the Holy Spirit continues to work through the Word that continues to flow down to generation after generation and interacts with our hearts and minds and souls. And they all use their best characteristics for us. And all of this is far above our ability to really understand. How many of you have met person to person God? God says there's only one that's even seen Me face to face and talked with Me face to face. That was Moses. How interesting for us to notice how wonderful our God is and think of His great majesty and His glory, and yet that He is still a mystery that loves us to death. We can't really explain what the Trinity is except beyond what we've already said. The catechism definition of it is basically this, all right? We know that all three persons of the Trinity have the same characteristics. That is, they are eternal, they are omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. That was the other one I was looking for. That they are love. Every one of them is love itself. And yet we also know that they are individual. That the Son was sent here to become a human, that the Father remained in heaven, corralling the anger, the righteous anger of God, and creating a place for us to live because He still loves us, and sending the Holy Spirit to speak in our ear and give us the Word of God to build up our hearts. The Trinity is has those characteristics. The Trinity does the things that only God can do. Every one of them did miracles. The Lord did the miracles in Egypt. Christ Jesus did them one after another in Israel. And the Holy Spirit still does miracles, even here. I always like to point to our triangular baptismal font, where the Holy Spirit gives faith to those who are filled with sin, who have it by nature, and He changes their hearts to faith, even though they can't talk. How important for us to see that each person is committed to our salvation and acts on our behalf in every way, shape, and form.
And all throughout the scriptures, God emphasizes both of these concepts, that he is united in what he is and what he does, and he is three. He is a plurality. Without changing anything and without making, you know, trying to say, hey, you can follow me in this way. You can figure it out. No. Do you really expect to know who your God is? Do you really expect to be able to, you know, dissect him and understand how this part fits with another? You are far smarter than anyone if you think that you can. But this is who our triune God introduces himself as. He does everything to serve our salvation, and that's what we really need to know. That is what we need to recognize. We are the children who don't fully understand, and yet our Heavenly Father and the Son and the Spirit care for us and love us all our lives. All three are needed for that work, and all are working together. Let's not have that pride of thinking we can know how wonderful he is. We'll never understand the mystery of the Trinity, but remember his grace. That this is, even this grace is far beyond our understanding. We humans who are less than God, we understand what it is to not have love, to not have grace. But we also understand what it is to receive that grace from God. As Christians, we see his love. Let that be the understanding of your God. Let that be the simple knowledge that you have to have. And then let your eyes see what the disciples saw. What did they see? Oh, there are many things that they saw that we'll never see in the same way. They had the wonderful privilege of following Jesus around for 3 years. Of course, they had the challenge of, well, following Jesus around for 3 years, right? And all the things that come with that. They also had the challenge of learning for the first time what we learned from books, what we learned from his word. But think about what they saw and experienced in those years with Christ. How he showed love even for his enemies. How he was at one time angry with and frustrated with those who defied him, and that he would bring discipline, but he also heard the voice of God who spoke in grace and said, "This is my son, listen to him." Even Jesus himself is a huge mystery. And they got to see it in a way that we can't even imagine. Think of his baptism, where God the Father speaks from heaven, where the Holy Spirit lands on him like a dove, and Jesus himself is standing there. How amazing to see his resurrection. To be the first to see that God has power over life and death, even his own, as a human. They witnessed it. They saw it and they wrote it down and they remembered all these things. And that's exactly what the Spirit is talking about when he says, the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. It's so important for us to see that this is a fulfillment of the second commandment, where we're supposed to respect that word of God and understand it, because this is where the Holy Spirit works even now, unseen, and that his majestic glory is all about the grace that we find in the pages of Scripture. The majestic Trinity gives us his undivided attention. Think of what the Father does. He still sits on his throne and he commands all things for our good. And when we pray for help, he is there to listen and send and command his angels to watch over us. What work he does, even behind the scenes, that we don't even see what he's done for us. I had the privilege earlier this week of sitting at the feet of a professor who, of all things, came from Laos. He said, for the first 5 years of my life, I was Buddhist. And yet the Lord chose me to make me his own. Here is the Father, too, choosing us. And then he sent Christ. And here Christ stands, and he does his part of the work. Here is the glory of God, Christ Jesus himself, who came to earth, again, to do everything for us. And that grace came not by being glorified by armies or respected by kings, but actually the exact opposite. To be humbled, to be put on a cross, to die for us, to endure on our behalf. Jesus does his work from eternity. Jesus does his work to die and to rise, to be the first human being on the throne of God, so that we can understand we have a fair shake when we come before that throne. In fact, God does not treat us as our sins deserve, because God's grace has paid for our sins in Christ. And then the Spirit. This is the main thing that this particular section is talking about. Jesus will send the Holy Spirit to us, especially to those 12. He gave them that word so that it would be passed on down. He knew who we were. I started out with having you think about those words about speaking, right? How do we communicate with one another? We do it with words, don't we? Oh yeah, these days we text it, right? But it's words that pass from one to another, concepts that are passed from one mind to the other. And here God has chosen, and because he knows who we are, he has filled his word with the power of the Spirit to change us to faith and to life. And this Spirit has worked in the hearts of generation after generation for those who truly listen. God wants us to be the pupil of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit continues to teach and to preach. He continues to give us insights into his word, insights into God's grace. And sadly, we fail him in too many ways. Sadly, we don't get curious about what's in there. Sadly, we don't do our daily devotions like we should. And we know that. And yet he still loves us. Yet he still calls to us. Yet he still gives us his word. Do what Jesus asks you to do. Listen to him. That's what he told the disciples. Listen to that Spirit when he comes. He'll remind you of all things. I will give him everything that is mine. And isn't that interesting where these treasures are hidden? They're hidden in words. I don't know how many of you are readers. But do you remember that first book that really caught you? I don't know. Mine was, of all things, Leon Grant at Appomattox. It just caught my imagination. It was a real story. And then I just loved to get information from the words. Let's have that same kind of joy that children have as they learn to read about his scriptures every day of our lives. Let's make it our treasure. Undivided attention. God, the Trinity in love, continues to teach us so that we understand what we need to understand. And he sufficiently gives us everything we need so that we can be confident that the Trinity will take us to glory. So that we can be joyful that sin only lasts for a short time. Oh, that we would give our undivided attention to the Trinity who has given his undivided attention to us. Amen. Please rise. God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, give you his Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and knowledge, of grace and of prayer, of power and strength, of sanctification and the fear of God. We continue with our confession of faith. Of all things, I forgot to do the Athanasian Creed. You guys up for opening up to 284? And we'll read the first half of that. And so it won't be on the screen. Sorry, giving you a hard time up there in the booth. 284. This one's a little bit longer. If you need to sit, don't be afraid to do so. But it's short enough for us to do. 284. Oops, that's not it. Well, there it is. Yeah, I got it on 286. There we go. The Athanasian Creed. Let's read it together. Whoever wishes to be saved must, above all else, hold to the true Christian faith. Whoever does not keep this faith pure in all points will certainly perish forever. Now this is the true Christian faith. We worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity without mixing the persons or dividing the divine being. For each person, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is distinct. But the deity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is one, equal in glory and co-eternal in majesty. What the Father is, so is the Son, and so is the Holy Spirit. The Father is uncreated, the Son is uncreated, the Holy Spirit uncreated. The Father is infinite, the Son infinite, the Holy Spirit infinite. The Father is eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit eternal. Yet they are not three who are eternal, but there is one who is eternal. Just as they are not three who are uncreated, nor three who are infinite, but there is one who is uncreated and one who is infinite. In the same way, the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, the Holy Spirit is almighty. Yet they are not three who are almighty, but there is one who is almighty. So the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. Yet they are not three gods, but one God. So the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, the Holy Spirit is Lord. Yet they are not three lords, but one Lord. For just as Christian truth compels us to confess each person individually to be God and Lord, so the true Christian faith forbids us to speak of three gods or three lords. The Father is neither made nor created nor begotten of anyone. The Son is neither made nor created, but is begotten of the Father alone. The Holy Spirit is neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeds from the Father and the Son. So there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits. And within this Trinity, none comes before or after, none is greater or inferior, but all three persons are co-equal and co-eternal, so that in every way, as stated before, the Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity is to be worshipped. Whoever wishes to be saved must have this conviction of the Trinity. It is furthermore necessary for eternal salvation that one faith fully believe also took on human flesh. Now this is the true Christian faith. We believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, is both God and man. He is God, eternally begotten from the nature of the Father, and he is man, born in time from the nature of his mother. Fully God, fully man, with rational soul and human flesh. Equal to the Father as to his deity, less than the Father as to his humanity. And though he is both God and man, Christ is not two separate, but one. One, not by changing the deity into flesh, but by taking the humanity into God. One, indeed, not by mixture of the natures, but by unity in one person. For just as the rational soul and flesh is one human being, so God and man is one Christ. He suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose the third day from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And from there will come to judge the living and the dead. At his coming, all people will rise with their own bodies to answer for their personal deeds. Those who have done good will enter eternal life. But those who have done evil will go into eternal fire. This is the true Christian faith. Whoever does not faithfully and firmly believe this cannot be saved. Keith, I'm going to ask you, could you go into the room and either hit number one or number two, whatever's not doing this flashy? So we continue with the prayer of the church. Please be seated. Prayer of the Church, Ray. There we go. And it's a responsive prayer, so move one more, Ray. Almighty God and Father, we thank you for your mercies, especially for the gift of your Son, through whom you have revealed your gracious will. We praise you for the Holy Spirit and his working through the means of grace. Plant your word in our hearts and cause it to produce fruit in our lives. Strengthen and defend your church, that by your word and sacraments faith may grow and love toward all may increase. Support all who spread the light of your truth throughout the world. Keep our children in the grace of their baptisms. Enable their parents to train them in lives of faith. Raise up Christians to serve you in the ministry of the word and in all godly walks of life. Preserve our nation in justice and honor. Guide and bless all who make and minister and judge our laws. Give them wisdom that they may promote justice and hinder evil. Let your blessing rest on planting and harvest, commerce and industry, medicine and science, the arts and culture. Protect all who travel and care for those whose work is difficult or dangerous. Be with all who devote themselves to any useful task. Comfort all who are in sorrow and need, sickness and adversity. This week I visited 3 in the hospital. Continue to be with them and give them healing as they would wish. But if it is your will, they also look forward to their time in glory. Lord God, be with them with your Spirit, that they may continue in faith until you take them to glory. Have mercy on those for whom death draws near. Grant them your love and take them into your tender care. Hear us, Lord, as we pray in silence. We remember with thanksgiving those who have loved and served you and who now rest from their labors. Console those who are mourning or living with sadness. Keep us in the true faith and bring us at last to the joys of heaven. Grant all these things, Father, for the sake of Jesus, who died and rose again. Amen. We continue with the communion service. Our offering is at the door, as it usually is, on Thursday evening. And we begin our communion service. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your heart. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is truly good and right that we should at all times and in all places give you thanks, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns forever in perfect unity with you and the Holy Spirit, as one God and one Lord. Therefore, with all the saints on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your holy name and join their glorious song. We give thanks to you, O God, through your dear Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent to be our Savior, our Redeemer, and the messenger of your grace. Through him you made all things. In him you are well pleased. He is the incarnate Word, conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. To fulfill your promises, he stretched out his hands on the cross and released from eternal death all who believe in you. As we remember Jesus' death and resurrection, we thank you that you have gathered us together to receive your Son's body and blood. Send us your Spirit, unite us as one, and strengthen our faith so that we may praise you in your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we glorify and honor you. O God, our Father, and with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. In your name we pray the prayer we continue to learn. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the remission of all your sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Christ.
Thank you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His mercy endures forever.
Whenever we eat this bread and drink this cup, we give thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us with this saving gift. We pray that through it, you will strengthen our faith in you and increase our love for one another. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look on you with his favor and give you peace. Amen. Please be seated, for may the grace of Christ our Savior, another blessing of the Trinity. He is going to be playing our organ. He was educated at Indiana University. He plays for the circus parade. So he's a pretty talented guy. He's going to do a short 45-minute concert here. Come on out and see what wonderful things he can play from Bach. We have our voters meeting, mid-year voters meeting, which will be our budget meeting. Coming up, not today, but next Thursday. So there'll be a few extra people here that night, and then we'll have the voters meeting thereafter. We're doing the voters meeting on that day so that we can celebrate, rejoice in our brother and sister who are moving away from us, Johanna Fisher and Pastor Ertl, and give them a good send-off. So may the Lord bless them as they go about other work for his kingdom. I think I got everything. Lori, did I miss anything that needs to be said? Oh, signups for VBS and for the fair booth. Just hang out at the fair. It'll be a lot of fun. You can get in free, and all you do is hang out and hand out stuff. I always try to tease people as they go by so that I can grab attention to them at our booth. But all right. I do. I'm pretty good at that. So come and try it. Give it a shot. Lord's blessings to all of you. Good evening.
Sunday morning worship hour from St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church, Baraboo, Wisconsin, comes to you at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning on radio station 99.7 Max FM of Baraboo or 103.7 FM in Reedsburg. You can also stream online at max.fm. We invite you to worship with us again next Sunday at this same time. The cable television rebroadcast of this service will be shown at noon today on Baraboo Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43. You may also watch the service on St. John's Lutheran Church and School's Facebook page on the YouTube at 9 a.m. on Sunday. St. John's Lutheran School serves children in four-year-old preschool through the eighth grade. This broadcast is made possible by your contributions to the Media Ministry Fund. We thank you. Your letters and comments addressed to St. John's Lutheran Church, 624 E Street, Baraboo, will be appreciated. We'd also like to wish everybody a happy Father's Day. Dads, if you'd join me in a prayer. Heavenly Father, help me to be a better father. Help every father to follow your lead, direction, and example as they care for their children. The television program today was produced by Jed Strobel. This is Brent Bailey. May God bless you and lead you to a stronger relationship with Jesus Christ, our Savior. We encourage you to live for Him who died for you.
You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. For worship times, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Max FM, 99.7, Max FM.
Time for the Lutheran Hour, brought to you by Pastor Gerke and his congregation at Trinity Lutheran Church, 728 Church Street, Wisconsin Dells.
God has a place for us, each of us on His team, because He wants partners in His creative operation.
Dr. Michael Ziegler tells how Jesus reinstates us to be part of God's search and rescue mission because there's nothing He'd rather be doing. That's today on the Lutheran Hour. I'm Mark Eicher. Thanks for joining us once again, or maybe for the first time. Either way, we're glad you're here. The Lutheran Hour is listener-supported. To learn how your gifts and prayers help to bring Christ to the nations and the nations to the church, go to LutheranHour.org. Now here's today's message.
Gilbert tells a story about a stray dog his family took in years back when they still lived in Africa, in Tanzania. When they found the dog, they were living in the city of Dar es Salaam, the largest city in Tanzania, known for its busy streets and bustling marketplaces. Gilbert and his family were walking back home from one of those markets one evening when they stumbled upon the stray. He was huddled under a baobab tree, his fur matted and dirty. His eyes were a mix of fear and curiosity. Gilbert's son stepped forward and offered the mutt a piece of his chapati bread. For a moment, it wasn't certain whether the animal would bite the boy or take the gift. The dog approached cautiously, took the piece of flat bread, and wagged his tail ever so slightly.